So relationships are critically important, and those relationships got built a long time ago, and they developed. Not just relationships with sauna companies or cold plunge companies or anything like that, but it was relationships with people through whom the Lord brought those people into our lives, as a result of just being prayerful. Asking the Lord, hey, if this is from you, then help me to close the wrong doors and open the right doors. And the right doors, help us to see what we need to see and how we need to be, prayerful of what is happening in your voice for our ears to hear, and not be mindful about, hey, I have a great idea. Obviously, there's Holy Spirit ideas, and then there's Mark ideas. They're not one in the same. So I constantly have to filter everything through my relationship with the Lord, and that's really what I consider is when you were saying challenges, the challenge of thinking that I know where the gift is and what the gift is. And jumping instead of just saying, okay, Lord, this is what it looks like to me. What does it look like to you? And being still for long enough to let him speak to me and let him really minister to me so I can compare that voice that I've heard to the word of God and really let it sink in, pray over it with her. And when it's confirmed, then we move forward. If it's not confirmed, we don't move forward.
There's also some practical sides to all this, as well. So we went under the wing of some very strong business mentors that are very successful in what they do. So we really wanted to be coachable, especially going into a realm where we did not know business. So having those business mentors, Paul Milligan and Billy Eckhart, Karen Conrad, we would run our ideas past them and things like that. And the other thing is that it takes a lot of grit to be an entrepreneur and a lot of perseverance and focus. There were years we didn't go on vacations. We were head down, either with our kids or in the business. I mean, the stories go where we even sold our house in 2020 to fund our second sweat shack, which was in LA County in 2020 when all of Los Angeles was closed down, with the whole pandemic and everything. So we were wondering, okay, what do we do? What's in our hands? Well, we're going to sell our house and we're going to open it up at another sweat shack and try our business model. Now, what that entailed is my grand idea of moving into a fifth wheel, an RV at a trailer park. And that was our office. So we were living in a trailer park and we sold our big, beautiful home and out there in California and moved into a trailer to go head down and just keep persevering. And so I would say that definitely you have to have grit and perseverance to do this because it's not easy. And there have been times where we are duking it out. I don't want people to think that, oh my gosh, we just pray and everything is just amazing and goes right. No, when you are the CEO or the chief branding officer there and your husband and wife and you're working together, it's very challenging.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that goes without saying for sure. She's right. You don't ever have perfect days because shoot, you're sharing a business together, you're sharing your personal life together, you're breaking bread together.
And there's no more date night.
You can count
So,
on your date nights in front of computers and
yeah.
so,
We're going to book a vacation though
yeah,
sooner
no,
or
it
later.
but it is like step realizing, hey, Jenny actually mentioned to me a week and a half ago, because I get the horse blinders on and I just kind of start going, and then I don't forget that she's my wife, but I stop being a husband and I'm like, no, okay, you know what? Let's just put everything down. We're gonna go. So we live in Nashville, Tennessee. We're gonna go whatever, 20 miles away. we're going to get on the Duck River and we're just going to kayak for 5 miles in the wilderness, get on the river, have quiet, just listen to the birds, be on the water, chill out.
Yeah, but here's the deal. The reality of that is half or more of the time was spent talking about the sweat shack and the operations.
Still fun and relaxing though. Still good time. Still a nice little date time.
Yeah, but it just doesn't, when you own a business, it doesn't leave.
Yeah.
It doesn't go. So people have to really be, you know, intentional and ready for that. But we're also in growth mode. So we're God hasn't called us to retirement and that's nowhere in the Bible. So here we go.
What's up, family? If you enjoyed this clip, click the link down below to check out the full episode of this interview and remain blessed.